This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The kick is on its way. It's long enough.
Cheat code. He drilled it.
Unbelievable effort by Ben Sauls. And that is a 58-yard personal record for the young man from Tip City, Ohio. 58-yard field goal. 40-yard field goal attempt to try to give Cal a one-point lead with 1:54 to go. High snap down. The kick is on its way. The kick is a line drive.
He missed it.
No good.
He missed it.
No good.
Wow. Kickers. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In 10 minutes, we have the quarterback discussion about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Justin Fields, Russell Wilson. There can only be one. But Doran, Pitt, 17-15, get it done against Cal. Your kicker good. 58 yards with room to spare. Their kicker from here. No offense to him. No good. Was the whole operation there was ugly. But it was more than just about the kicking game.
Mm-hmm.
That was a gritty performance for Pitt to get it done without their offense clicking on all cylinders, and now here they are at 6-0.
Yeah, I didn't know, and I talked about this on the pregame show, like how you wanted to attack their offense and attack Mendoza, their quarterback. Like, did you want to send pressure? Because on the back end, sometimes that their communication, Pitt's communication on the back end isn't great sometimes. They'll turn some big plays loose, and I was like, you know, if you do blitz, you got to be sound on the back end, and you know, they mixed it up. They got to the quarterback. They got the sacks that they've been needing to get in the past couple games. And, you know, whenever you can beat teams multiple ways, you have a good football team. And yesterday, look, it's going to get harder. And I think this Pitt team knew that it was going to get harder as the games go on, especially in ACC play. And, you know, you knew that your offense was going to have a game like we saw on Saturday. Like, it wasn't going to be high-powered every single game this year. And Eli Holstein probably was going to have a bad game. You know, I mean, he's a young player. It's going to happen. But whenever things like that do happen, you have to anticipate that and understand that. But ask other people and other players and other units to step up. And that's what happened. That's how you know you have a good football team. Your defense stepped up, was just lights out, really, in that football game. And, you know, that's very promising moving forward. This offense will find it. I don't think that Pitt fans should be worried at all.
Yeah.
They'll get right back to where they were, you know, for the first, of what, 4 or 5 games of the season. So, you know, you have a cheat code, as you heard me say that on the broadcast there, in Ben Sauls. So you get across the 50, you're feeling comfortable with where his range is. And, you know, your defense is just going to get better and better. Confidence is a crazy thing in sports.
No doubt.
Confidence is a crazy thing, even in college football more than anything, because you're dealing with young men. You know, they feed off of that stuff, and they believe. This team believes in each other. They believe that they're a good football team. And, you know, it was a tight win, and, you know, they were gifted that obvious missed field goal by Coe at the end. But, you know, good teams find ways to win, and that's what they did.
Yeah, I think they'd have won anyway.
Yeah.
Because of Sauls, because I don't think Holstein would have had a bad drive. I think he would have put the rest of it behind him and had a good drive. Mm-hmm. I think Pitt wins the game either way. How about this for a Twitter poll? You think this might get some interaction, Norm? Better football team, Pitt or Penn State? PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement, TrustPJ.com. That'll be our Twitter poll. We knew Narduzzi's defense would get better, because that's what he does. Also, you mentioned confidence. If Pitt loses to Cincinnati, that first Power 5 game, Power 4 game, I think they might be 3-3 right now. You lose that game, you don't have the confidence, maybe you don't have the confidence to come back against West Virginia, maybe you don't have the confidence to pull out a tight one here. Lesser teams, mentally weak teams, you're not winning all three of these games.
No.
And they have. And not only do they have the talent, they also have the belief, and that's massive. I thought Narduzzi, I mean, he deserves so much credit for what's happened this year. I think he was the difference in the game, too. Incredibly aggressive on 2 fourth downs. Incredibly aggressive.
And he took the ball to start the game,
yes,
too. which this is the second time.
That's a mindset.
Yeah, second time in a while. You know, I don't even think he did last year or the year before ever would take the ball. So he's changed his stripes a little bit.
No doubt. And if they don't convert on those two fourth downs, it might be a different outcome in the game. I mean, the biggest offensive play, Desmond Reed's 72-yard run, happened on those fourth downs. So all credit in the world really does go to Pat Narduzzi. And now, Pitt fans, you get to sit there and watch football this weekend knowing nothing bad can happen to your team. And you'll see Syracuse, Thursday night?
Yep.
The following week.
Good football team, too.
Weird thing to say, but true.
Mm-hmm. Good quarterback.
Kyle McCord.
That's what happens.
Yes, it is.
You have a pretty good quarterback, you'll have a chance.
Yep, no doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.